Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
We are back with regular episodes of Broadwasted. We want to thank you so much for listening to Broadwasted Away.
Yeah, guys, we really did, with all the people who recorded, all the time we put into it, we're so excited that everyone seemed to like it as much as we did.
Yay.
Thanks for all of your Twitters and your
all of
Facebooks.
Your Twitters?
Yeah.
All of
each
your
of
tweets.
You have your own Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you do.
Not everyone has Twitter.
The Twitter is inside of you.
Right.
But we're going to do something fun as we start our new episodes.
Okay. What is it, Brian? I'd love to hear.
Oh, no problem, Kevin. What we can do is... Nope, you're not going to join it. Great.
I don't understand what voice you made.
It doesn't matter. Just go with the voice.
We are going to read our favorite 5-star reviews from iTunes live here on the podcast.
Oh, goodness.
Well, not live, but recorded.
Live to tape.
Live to tape. but we want you to make them as punny as possible.
The punnier the better.
If you think you can outpun Brian and Kevin, we call on you to write a 5-star review and prove them wrong.
So we will read the review. We will then review your review. Yes, and then
the review.
We'll have a special something special for the winner of the review.
I love that.
Please join along. 5 stars, please.
5 stars, please.
And now for your regularly scheduled
classic format
with new games.
With a really cool game,
and
guys.
Same hosts.
Sorry.
But joined by Adam Kaplan.
Hey.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and everybody say yeah. We're entering the land of Lola to raise you up and take what we got. In this corner, we're going to just be and see what a woman wants. Step one, sex is in the heel, and then just hold me in your heart to find the soul of a man. Kinky.
Oh my God.
Bravo. Joining us today are the usual most beautiful things, including Kevin, the history of the wrong guys, Jager.
Thanks, aptly paid. I'll take that.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And with us today is somebody who you may have seen on Broadway in Newsies or on the first national tour of Kinky Boots. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome. Kinky Boots. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Oh, you weren't drinking.
That was nice of you.
I really like made an effort.
Good for you. Adam Kaplan.
What's up?
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Bravo on that introduction.
We try.
By God.
You try.
I definitely try.
And you did.
Yeah. I think I succeeded.
Did you recognize a song or two?
Just one.
Just one.
Kinky. Even though other songs have the word kinky in it.
One of my best friend from high school came to see the tour. He was like, the biggest problem that I had with the show is I was waiting the entire time for a song called Kinky Boots. And he had in his head that there was some song like Kinky Boots.
There's Kinky Boots. There's not?
There is no song in the show.
I've never seen Kinky Boots.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw it recently. But now I'm thinking,
do you
like,
call them Kinky Boots?
Do they ever call them?
Lola does. She goes, Lola's Kinky Boots. But beyond that, like, there is no song called Kinky Boots. But there might have been in, like, Chicago.
Right.
And, I'm sure in Cyndi Lauper's, like, trunk songs, there's Kinky Boots.
I can't wait to hear that B-side album.
Kinky. Yeah, right.
But you could follow Adam on social media at Adam S. Kaplan.
That's it.
Follow him there. But let's start out with what we always start out with. What are you drinking? What are you drinking?
I have a gin and tonic.
Oh, staying.
Feel the ice.
That Kimberly.
Yeah, staying on brand.
Yeah. Kevin?
I'm drinking beer, whatever we have on tap here.
And Adam is also
drinking beer.
It is Brooklyn Lager.
Oh. We're growing out drinking beer, bro.
Staying
local. Support.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, they actually exist. They're not plastic.
Let's just go right into what have you seen this week?
What have you seen
this week?
I haven't seen anything this week. I just got back from Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, yeah?
And did I was doing hairspray there. So, like, I saw hairs.
Who were you?
Have hairspray?
I was Tracy Turnblad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. And I bet Sondheim will say how much he loves that.
Yes, it's actually the West. It was in the West End.
That's what. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I can almost speak out about it. That you stopped the beat.
I did. The orchestra just straight up cut off.
But you didn't wear a fat suit or anything. It was just you, but you just did the show like normal, right?
It was just me. Like, good morning, good. Happy morning, guys.
Now, was the audience confused, or did they just accept it?
Well, it's a period piece.
Right. I mean, so at this point, you can explore.
So you could just kind of do what you want.
Oh, Brett, that really got you.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was good. I like that.
No, I did Link, I know. That's the back to reality. I did Link Larkin and was just winking like the entire time. So the audience either thought I was really charming,
was that part
or like
of the
I had
audition,
like a
actually?
Facial like. For, you know, this I didn't have to audition for this. I had played the part previously and I had worked at the theater before. But when I was in college, I played it at Flat Rock Playhouse down in North Carolina. And during that dance call, I was like. Nicest kids wink town, wink, like the whole time. So the audience either thought like I had a facial tremor or that I was just
really charming.
And if you had the facial tremor, then that makes Link almost more
facial
lovable.
Facial charmer.
Tremor.
Oh,
I like it as a facial charmer.
Did I say charmer?
Yeah.
I meant to say tremor.
Yo, Link's got that wink.
The facial tremor.
Wink Larkin, if you will.
Oh, yeah, that's his name.
Yes, there you go.
Kimberly, have you seen anything lately?
Yes, I saw The Book of Mormon.
Oh, we haven't talked about
that. What is
that?
It's this new little show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely like no one knows about it. It's really serious.
Mm. Was this your first time seeing it?
No. Okay. I saw it standing room the week or two after it opened.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Like waited in line behind a bunch of like bros that got drunk. This is the first time I sat down and watched. Yeah.
Oh, how was that experience?
Waiting in line.
No, sitting.
Oh, it was really nice. Great. We had good seats.
Seats at the Eugene O'Neill, very comfortable?
They're very comfortable. Quite steep, as a lot of balconies are these days. We are in the mezzanine, which means that for the first time, I could see the top half of the stage.
Lovely.
Which you cannot see from standing room. Yeah, which you really don't miss much. Like the top of Jesus' head here and there.
Spoiler alert!
It's about the Book of Mormon. So the Book of Mormon is still as funny as it ever was. And I'm remembering now that, how long is it about?
2011, Tony.
Right? So I saw it June of 2011, and then now. So I saw it pretty early. And then I think I like wore out the cast album, as you do.
Right.
And then have not looked back in like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I was like, do I remember the plot?
I'm unclear.
I
wore out that cast album in college because I was like, I gotta be in this show. This is gonna
be
like what I do. I could be a Mormon.
You're in the shower. I believe.
Well, I was. The worst thing was like I would listen to it at the gym and I would do planks to Man Up.
Yes. That's so good.
That's so good.
But like I don't know. I forgot how like funny it was and like laughs per minute and it's like so tight.
It's still
like,
tight.
It's still like just it's still very tight. Anyway, it was so cool. The 2 18-year-olds that we took to it thought they were very cool. It was one of their first Broadway shows.
Oh, cool. That's a really good first Broadway show.
That's what I think. And, like, they were laughing, and I kept checking. You know when you, like, have guests over, and you're like, are they having a good time? Okay,
absolutely.
I can have a good time.
It's also nice
And
to...
I drank 2 full Jujamsen cups of white wine.
Yeah, you did.
Did you take a loan out in order to afford those?
No, because Aunt Tracy bought us the ticket, so I bought drinks.
Thanks,
but
yes.
Not for your 18-year-old daughter.
Kev, did you see anything lately?
No, sir, I have not. Great. But I have watched some things on Hulu that have been really fascinating.
Sure.
What?
Well, no, I'm currently watching So You Think You Can Dance, which I watch every summer.
On Hulu?
Yeah. Well, because I don't have cable right now.
Oh, right.
So I watch
like
it the day after.
You're not like backtracking.
Right. So I just watch it. I just watch it the day after on Hulu. Little plug for Hulu.
Did you say Hulu?
Hulu. I'm drunk all of a sudden. This is what happens when you work and then eat breakfast and that's all you do today.
Awesome.
And then you just go straight to beer for dinner.
I didn't see anything, but I don't think we talked about it. When we were down at the beach house at Kimberly's parents' beach house, we watched like the last 10 minutes of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And
have you ever seen that movie?
No.
I've seen it a long time ago.
We used to watch it all the time when I was little.
Why?
What the hell was happening?
My sister was in love with that, and so we watched it all the time.
It's a musical about kidnapping!
It's a musical about female abduction.
Yes!
And forced
marriage.
And you know
baby.
What they did
it's
it.
Not really
they were doing
abduction.
It
in, they just
I'm
put
sorry.
Bags over their heads
I'm gonna
and carry them off.
Your microphone.
There is a song, I am proud to say that I've done the musical version.
Have you been one?
You've
been one of the brothers.
Which color shirt?
I was a suitor. Zeke.
Oh,
because
they're
name.
Not brothers, right?
Well, no,
or the girls aren't
no, they
sisters.
Are brothers.
The girls already have like
boyfriends.
The girls already have boyfriends, and the guys like steal the brides away.
Yes.
So like I was like, hold, what is this about? Like I'm getting my bride stolen, and. But the first song of the show is Get a Wife to Do Your Cooking, Get a Wife. It's like,
right.
Okay. Well, it is a very, that is a period piece,
it's
too.
It's a bit dated.
Oh, my.
Brian spits out his wine.
Yeah, so we watched the last 10 minutes, which we were convinced was the beginning. Because we were like, oh, look at all these couples falling in love.
Yeah.
Oh, and she has a baby. Oh, there's dads with guns.
Was it? Were they singing? What is? It might as well be spring. Is that what the song?
No,
is?
No, that's from State Fair.
Yeah, that's not.
What is the?
Oh yeah, when they're like up in their like really old timey lingerie
yes.
in the attic.
Yes,
it's so weird.
No, it's cool. Well, they say if you marry in June,
yes,
you're a bride. I remember that whole movie. So here's the thing. I just have to give a little like.
I'm out.
No, because people do the same thing about Carousel, and they talk about like the themes in it.
He
that are
did
like,
not kidnap her.
No, but he did physically assault her, which is
yes,
a problem in today's world.
I agree, but
in
there's
any
also...
world, but I, it's a it meant something different back then. But in this show,
but
he
does
deal
with
it, deal with
and
it,
he kills himself,
and he rebukes for his sins.
Right.
Okay,
whereas, but in
Kevin,
this show,
we give you the floor.
What happens in the beginning, which you missed, which is what makes like the magical conceit. Is this
they
guy,
used magic.
The oldest brother.
They had wands.
No, the oldest brother comes into town and he's like this big gruff dude and he finds this woman and meets her and basically is like, I'm gonna marry you. And she's like, well, my life's kind of boring and you're really kind of like a big man and why not? And so she marries him and they have this like beautiful relationship and she's so in love with him. So then he's like,
always thought was
this worked for me, so why can't my brothers do the same thing?
Yeah, then they kidnap
so that's
women.
Why they go. Yes, but they all fall in love.
Let's talk about
it.
This.
Is the
it should
Stockholm
be called
Syndrome.
Seven Brides for Stockholm Syndrome.
God,
it's a beautiful thing.
But the choreography, the Michael Kidd choreography,
incredible.
Is unbelievable. It
incredible.
Is Michael Kidd. Yes, I believe.
I
Michael
think
Kidd
so.
Choreography is amazing in that.
And the movie
yes.
has a lot of
it's
like
Michael
Broadway
Kidd.
Star dancers of the day.
And
yeah.
if you're
yeah,
stupid
that were
enough.
In
if,
all of those movie
yeah.
musicals.
If you're stupid enough as a female, as an adult female,
to, get
to hear a man outside a window going, meow, and be like, that must be our cat. You deserve to be kidnapped and
that's
you deserve to marry
they
your
kidnap
kidnapper.
Them?
That's
yeah.
one of
well,
them.
That's one of the ways. There's like this whole montage
of how they get
of
their
how
wives.
They,
right.
Of how
oh
they get
God.
Their wives.
Yeah. They, I mean, Russ
and
Tam
it takes
was,
like
I
mean. A
and
year
one
for
the
their
girls,
parents to find them?
Well, no. What happens is they're going through like a mountainy pass
and
it's
snow
and,
it and
causes
they wait for
this avalanche. So then the avalanche clogs up
and they have
so
to
it's like
so
even more of Stockholm Syndrome.
No, but here's the thing. Once they get
they
there...
They saved me from the avalanche!
Once they get there, Lori is like super duper pissed and she's like, you boys were wrong, and she makes them all sleep in the barn and all the women live in the house, and then it's the women who go after the men.
Because they're bored.
Right. That's love.
So it's time for a Kathleen Marshall revival.
Exactly.
I think that Seven Brides or Seven Brothers in an updated fashion could be super interesting.
You mean
explain.
Like Batman Begins, like super dark.
Like juxtaposed with like this like happy-go-lucky music. Like,
yeah.
Like go geez. In court, go
yeah.
in
court.
And like, then like ominous lighting.
Sobbing women, kidnapped and chased, June Bride.
It's the new American Horror
all
Story
to like,
series.
Exactly. Actually, the new season is not cult, it's Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
They perform it just in its entirety.
American Horror Story, kidnapping, but fun.
But moving on from that.
I'm so glad we brought that up.
You, me too.
I'm really glad I defended that.
You didn't, but okay. So I'd love to talk a little bit about Newsies.
Yeah.
But just with Kevin. No. So you went on for Jack. What was that first like call and experience like going out for Jack?
I went on for Jack. I think it was like March 20th. It was like a couple days after my dad's birthday. That's why I remember the date. Like March 25th, 2013. And my put-in was scheduled for 2 weeks later. So like I had yet to learn Act Two. I had...
Jack's not that important in Act
Two.
No.
It's just like...
Just when in doubt, sing Santa Fe.
Yeah, right.
Just bark and bark.
When
you're
in
fine.
Doubt, you know, shout strike.
Just like, kiss like Carol Lindsay, you're
it
fine.
It was a really romantic scene, and I was just like...
Was it Jeremy or Corey?
It was Corey at the time, and Corey was sick, and it was like a freak moment where Brendan Stimson, who was the other understudy...
Friend of
the show.
Yeah.
Oh, you're our third Delancey brother on the show.
Well...
Now they're triplets.
Right. Oh, so you've had Tony nominee Mike Feist.
Yeah. Won't let us forget it.
You've had
Brendan
Stimson.
We've had Aaron J. Albano.
Oh my God.
Oh, there's his name.
Yeah.
That's his equity name.
Yeah.
So you have to.
Yeah. Jeremy,
Kara.
Kara Lindsay.
And Andrew Keenan Bolger.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
We're basically a Newsies podcast that drinks a lot and talks about a couple other shows like Bright Star.
We're trying to catch them all.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Newsies, we're trying to catch them all. Anyway, so you get the call.
Yeah, I get the call. It was like...
From the Broadway.
It was like 3 o'clock. It was for a 3 o'clock matinee. I got a call at like noon.
Oh.
I was actually subletting Mike Feist's apartment because he was in India. He had like just left the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was sleeping in Mike Feist's apartment.
So you replaced him on Broadway and in his room.
Yes. I was sleeping in Mike Feist's Murphy bed, literally.
Oh, no.
Did you have put-ins for that?
This is how you make the bed.
Yeah, there you go. This is how you, like, literally, like, fold it back.
Right.
You're putting it into the wall.
It's a crew call.
And I got a call, like, at noon. They're like, hey.
And now he plays Connor Murphy.
Yeah, there you go. Oh.
Oh,
yeah. See.
Wow. Oh yeah! Connor thanks for joining us today.
On a Murphy bed. The stage manager was like, do you think you could do it? And I was so afraid that I was never gonna go on that I was like, yes. And I ran to the theater, we rehearsed the lines, I called my parents, I was like, don't come. I'm going, my parents live an hour away. I was like, don't come. This is my first time, like I'm scared out of my mind.
Did they come anyway?
Yeah, of course.
Why do you think he called them?
All of my friends from college, like, did the lottery that day. Like, they all came. Like, it was...
That's so
literally
fun.
So many people. And I don't remember a thing, but no one died. And then I got to go on, like, 30 more times after that. So it was a very cool experience. And also, like, as an understudy, half of the time you're, like, sitting... More than half the time you're sitting waiting to go on... And then when you, like, finally do go on, and I got to go on for Jack in the middle of Act One, Brendan did as well.
In the middle of Act One?
Oh, yeah. So, like, during Kara's song, Watch What Happens, that's the only time that during the entirety of Act One that Jack is off stage.
Uh-huh.
So I knew that I was going on, like, during, I think, a couple of moments before that. And I exited the stage during Watch What Happens, took off my mic, gave it to the swing. Corey took off his mic, gave it to me. I, like, the dresser had my costume already. And so then, like, when you ride on this trolley before Seize the Day, and it was, like, a new Jack, and they didn't address it until
intermission.
But they had to know that it was, like, someone... Very different. So
I wish they had like a voice like and introducing as you ride on the trolley.
5'6" out of Elon University.
Like I wanted you to have a WWE entrance.
Are you 5'6"?
I'm 5'6". No, I'm 5'11".
He's much taller than 5'6".
Oh, I don't know.
I'm 5'11". I was like the tallest newsie on that stage, and I'm not that tall. But everyone else was short.
You're 5'11"?
I'm 5'11".
Wait, stand up.
We're going to stand up now.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
No, he's a tall guy.
Tall.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the coolest thing. And everyone always is like, what was the coolest part about doing Jack? And I feel like singing Santa Fe at the end of Act One is like the guy's version of Defying Gravity in a lot of ways.
Amen.
Totally.
So, did you?
Amen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So,
did you option up?
Is there a way to option
out? I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but I don't think we want
to
hear that.
Brendan had this thing that he always wanted to do. He's like, I got nothing if I ain't got Santa Fe. I'm on my way! hand gesture cut up. But we never.
That's incredible, like a Fiero moment.
No one ever did that. Oh my God.
Question for you, though. Yes. We're going to do our segment called Stage Door Stories.
Stage Door Stories.
Stage Door Stories.
What's a stage door story that sticks with you or is like super insane or really heartwarming? What's something that really just sticks with you, especially whether it be newsies or not?
Kinky Boots, I got a letter given to me by, we were in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And like when you're touring around, you're like, what are the cities I'm looking forward to? And truth be told, Fayetteville, Arkansas was not number one on that list.
What?
But it be, I know, right? But it, I got a letter from this, I guess he was like, he had to be in his like early 60s. He'd come and seen the show twice. And he gave me a letter at the stage door that essentially said, I wish that I had a show like Kinky Boots when I was around because it took me until I was in my mid 50s till I finally could be myself. And then hearing stories like, were literally theaters impacting people right then and there. I got a letter from like an archbishop in Cincinnati saying that like we need shows like this right now. And then at Kinky Boots, at Snoozies, when people would like teenagers and high schoolers would be like, this show has given me a reason to like want to dance or want to perform. And and I do a lot of teaching now, and I just taught a workshop the other day, and this girl was like, my first Broadway show was Newsies, and hearing that like I was part of someone's first Broadway show, like I that's you never awesome. You never right. forget that. No. You never forget your first time. I mean, that's like
right
in a couple of different ways, but like Phantom, that was like their slogan for
a
while.
Yeah.
But
their
it's
creepy,
so
true. Creepy slogan.
It's so true. Yeah. But Phantom was my the Phantom was my first, and I never forget it.
Yeah,
you still hear the music of the night in your head.
You guys just saw Phantom for the first time.
Just saw it like this year for the first time,
and you'll never forget it.
Well, I saw it tour, but we saw
I won't forget it for sure.
We definitely will not.
So that's your first. That was your first Broadway show.
Yeah.
What is your favorite experience seeing a show?
My favorite experience seeing a show was seeing. Patti LuPone in Gypsy.
Yes.
Like, that's the one that I was like, oh, this is an iconic performance. Like, Leanne Larkin, Laura Benanti, mm-hmm.
Boyd Gaines.
Yeah.
Patti LuPone, and I was like, oh
go
my.
Go FSU, Boyd Gaines.
I was like, what is this? This is unbelievable. Go Knowles. Right? You know Elon backwards is Noel?
I never thought about that, but the letters do make sense.
They do make sense.
That's so funny.
Someone pointed that out to me the other day because I was like wearing an Elon shirt. They were like, yeah, go Knowles. And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah. It was actually a mirror.
A mirror.
That was funny, Brian.
Thank you. The mirror of Erised.
Oh, Desire.
Oh. Harry Potter.
Hey. I can't wait.
Did you just realize
what
that?
House would you
be
in?
I'm so sorry. I've never thought of that before.
You never thought of that?
I just assumed it was a magic word.
It's desire backwards.
Desire backwards.
That's
you look in the mirror. Oh.
So good. Well, when you read the word when you're 12, you assume that that word is an actual word. Well, yeah. Not an actual word, but a magic word. Mm-hmm. Like her name was Hermione 1 until the movie came out.
Oh, I didn't even read the name.
I think I'm somewhere in between a Ravenclaw and a Gryffindor.
I think you're Cedric Diggory, so I'm pretty sure you'd be a Gryffindor.
No, Cedric Diggory
is a Hufflepuff.
No, he wasn't.
And you're on
Ghosty Puffs. We're going to take a moment to remind you that Puffs is now at New World Stages. It is phenomenal, and you have to go. It is so good.
I brought up like 5 times this week.
Wait, really?
Because I don't know, anytime someone brings Harry Potter, I want to go again. I want to take Jay.
I want to go for the first time.
No.
But yeah, Cedric Diggory was a Hufflepuff. You've heard of Puffs.
Oh, I have not heard of the Puffs, but I don't think I'd be a Hufflepuff.
I don't think you would either.
No.
But maybe neither did Cedric. Anyway, Puffs
got a little bit of each house.
What is the Puffs or 7 increasingly eventful years at the School of Magic something like that. And it's a parody Harry Potter entire 7 series canon in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, as told by the Hufflepuff side.
I have to go.
And so Cedric Diggory has this amazing like chanting.
What's like,
on
oh,
year
because four.
He's the
only
the year we met.
Yeah, the year we met, and then like all of a sudden, like the lights come down, and there's like this like rock
like
star music,
match.
And like Cedric Diggory walks through the audience. It's amazing.
Is Cho Chang in this?
No, they don't bring up Cho Chang.
Is she a Ravenclaw?
Yes. Yeah. Cho Chang was a Ravenclaw.
Do they bring her up? They might mention her.
They might mention her, but they don't use any of the names. So, like, they'll say, like, Mr. P or, you know, Cedric or Diggory. They'll never say the names together. It's awesome.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
What kind of game?
Let me unfold.
A naming game? No one? Children of Eden? All right. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a drink now.
What are we playing?
We're playing Kings of New York.
Oh!
I see what you did there.
I have some Lights of Broadway cards in a nice little circular pile in the middle of the table. And I spent a lot of my workday coming up with Kings rules for them.
Great.
Shall I go through the list?
Yes, please.
Great. Okay, so if you draw an actor, all the boys drink. If you draw an actress, all the girls drink. Two is you. So if there are two people on the card, like a Pasek and Paul card or something, you drink.
Okay.
A black and white card, I've dubbed a silent movie, in which you get to pick someone to be the silent movie, and no one can talk to them until another black and white card is picked.
No one can talk to them.
Can we just give one to Kevin?
So you can do, like, that fun thing where, like, you ask questions, and, like, if someone actually talks to you, they have to drink, you know, all the things. Okay, if you pull a dance show, it's bust a move, and you just have to do a dance move.
Okay.
In the style of said show?
Oh, that's appropriate, yes.
Oh, wow.
And I'll put it on the Insta story. The King and I, if you pick the King and I, you can pick a player to be your king, and then that's like make a date. So if they drink, you drink. If you drink, they drink.
Okay,
got it.
Cool. If you pick a Hamilton actor, that is the Busta Rhyme card. So then we would go around the table rhyming.
Great.
Yep, I've just played Kings. Okay. Director is categories. If you pick a director, then that person will name a category and just go around the table saying things in said category until someone loses.
Okay.
Jack is just like it is in Kings. So if you pull anyone named Jack, then it's a round of Never Have I Ever. Yeah. It's a quick round of Never Have I Ever.
Great.
Queen. So at the start of the game, we're going to vote on who in the deck should be the queen for this game.
Oh, you mean you meant in the deck.
Our card's not in there. And then queen is questions. So whoever picks the queen card starts by asking someone a question, and then you have to, like, continue the conversation in questions. Okay. And then show card.
I think the conversation of questions.
I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, great. And then a show card, just any show card, is our king's card. And you get to make a rule. And then we all have to play by that rule until another show card is drawn. If a card fits in two categories, the person who drew the card gets to decide what category they play.
Great. Shall we?
Let's play.
Let's play.
Guess goes first.
Into the fire.
Until we dance into the
fire. And I'll put all the rules on our website.
Okay, so now you gotta tell us what actually to do.
So, Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. So, it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you make a rule.
Okay, so anytime Brian says something stupid, he has a drink.
Okay.
That's safe.
Perfect.
Okay, great. Sure.
All right. I'll go. Samantha Sturm. Kimberly drinks.
Don't mind if I do.
Jack O'Brien. So it's a Jack, so what do we do?
You have to sing Santa Fe, or it's
categories, right? Because it's a director, too.
Oh, yeah,
because
it's also a director.
Oh, you can choose. Good
call. Do you
want to
do categories or Never Have I Ever?
We play categories with other games. We're playing Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Oh.
Three fingers.
Okay. Do I have to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sat up really tall.
Never have I ever ordered a gin and tonic at a restaurant or a bar.
Oh, thanks,
guys. Finger down.
So if I...
You've both bought me drinks before.
I have never done that.
So you've ordered me a gin and tonic.
For myself.
Okay.
Oh, for yourself?
Yes.
No, I'm good. Okay.
Okay. Never have I ever listened to the Children of Eden cast album all the way through.
I have.
Never have I ever seen Cats.
Bam, I have.
I have.
Well, we all have one left.
Oh, it's up to me! Okay. Never have I ever seen Carousel.
Damn ever? It.
Like even the movie?
No.
Wow.
Why?
I've actually never seen Carousel either.
Whoa! That's one of my like five movies that like I'll watch like every once in a while. Like,
yeah.
I've seen that movie like 30,
I know the music. Like I've seen clips, but like I've never seen.
No, Carousel. I saw that movie when I was 10 years old, and I
literally
wept like a shot. Like,
oh, me too. And then I saw a high school production of it when I was like 9.
I've like ridden on a carousel.
That's not the same. Was there a really handsome man enticing you into the carousel?
Yeah, that's why I went.
It's your hard, real big arm.
Was there jigger on the side?
Like, oh, God!
That you pour drinks with, the jigger?
No.
No, it's the best friend.
Oh,
make sure
wow.
Oh, this rule's fun.
I like this rule.
All right, now you're up. Or, because you're out, so you go.
Kimberly and I are out, so...
So the two of you.
You two have to try to get each other out.
I mean, okay... Never have I ever had a Manhattan.
I have had a Manhattan.
You
so
have
so put my finger down.
So you're out.
Yes.
So Adam wins that round.
I am the winner. Thank you.
Woo!
Adam has not done the most things.
Beowulf bore it.
Okay.
Does not fit into any of my categories.
he's a man.
Oh, he's not an actor.
But he knows the prize of admission.
So it's a wild card, so that means you get to make up whatever you want.
Wild card, do whatever you want.
Whoa.
you've got the power.
I instantly regret this.
You have to whistle every time you before
I
you
can't
take
whistle.
A sip of a drink. Then snap or something.
Anyone can whistle.
No, that's
just
not
like
true, Kevin.
Whistle.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
that's
like you before
that's
you take a sip, you have to go.
But how do I do if I can't whistle?
Try.
Do well, that. That's
great.
Good.
I love it.
That's good.
I hate you guys so much.
Before you drink.
Can you just edit in one of those whistles?
No.
Just like,
oh, train whistle?
Yeah. Let me try this, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're a good whistler, Kevin.
Very good.
Bravo.
All right.
We should play, what's that train game we like?
Ticket to Ride?
Ticket to Ride.
So fun.
Yeah, keep
it. Ted Sperling. He directed me and Showboat, so we're gonna say director.
Okay.
But let's do categories.
Okay.
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 this is my favorite thing now.
Let's do we'll do Disney movies.
Okay.
Any Disney, like animated or just
let's
go
say,
there?
Let's say animated. Like, we're not going to talk Lizzie McGuire movie here.
Got it.
But okay. Why not?
But I own it.
Do Pixar movies fall into that? Or is it hand-drawn?
Let's say, like Disney Animation Studios. So, like, no Pixar.
Okay, okay.
I like it.
Aladdin.
101 Dalmatians.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Hercules.
Cinderella.
The Great Mouse Detective.
The Aristocats.
Mulan.
Fox and the Hound.
I don't know why I can't think of it. Little Mermaid.
There you go. Beauty and the Beast.
I was going to say Beauty and the Beast.
Well, I said it first.
Sleeping Beauty.
Dumbo.
Lilo and Stitch.
One. Bambi.
Oh.
Pinocchio.
Oh, good one.
Fantasia.
Wow. I'll accept that.
I pulled that one
You're
out
not
of the hat.
Ruler
just
of
like
the
No, that was me stalling.
Right. I know.
There's so many.
I know there's... Oh, the Black Cauldron.
Oh, I was just about to say that.
Oh!
I don't know what that is.
Winnie the Pooh. And
Tigger
the Blustery Day.
The wonderful thing about Tigger is Tigger's a wonderful thing.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Sword in the Stone.
Oh, sure.
The Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
Oh, sure.
Black and white card.
Who's going to be silent?
Oh, Kevin.
So we can't talk to Kevin?
Yeah, we can't talk to Kevin. He can talk to us.
Oh, I see.
But we can't talk to Kevin.
Great. Whose turn is it next?
It's my turn now, guys.
Kimberly, is it your turn?
I'm going to close my eyes and pick.
So. Emily,
no? Adam, is it your turn?
No, it's not my turn.
I picked Lena Hall, so Kimberly should drink if she's listening to me.
Can you not whistle?
Not when I'm smiling.
Wait, Brian, can you whistle?
Don't pay. I can pay the ghost.
It's hard when you're smiling.
I know. Stop. Say something sad.
Gross.
I have Patti LuPone, so I drink.
Okay. Did she have isotoners on when you saw Patti and Gypsy?
No, we never picked a queen.
Oh, Patti could be queen.
I think Patti could be queen.
So what I agree with this.
What are we doing?
Questions.
Okay.
Brian, how's your day?
It's good. How's your day, Adam?
I don't know. Does that count?
Yeah, because you said I don't know. That was a statement, and
but
then
there's a
question.
Semicolon.
That's not a question.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Will you please let it?
Does this mean I don't get to play the game anymore?
This three-person podcast is fantastic.
But there are four left.
Okay, I'm gonna pull.
Who did you get, Adam?
Does someone wanna ask me who I got?
Yeah, what'd you get?
Who
what'd
is
you pull?
It? What is it?
I got falsettos, and I guess my rule is we can talk to Kevin again.
Sure.
A show.
Sure. You want to be nice.
That was sweet of you.
I'm being nice.
Well, Kevin, where'd you come from?
Oh, my God. Oh. Holy kibosh.
I got the king and I.
Who's your king?
What do I get to do? What is it?
They drink with you. Every time you drink, they have to drink.
I feel like Kevin drinks a lot, so I'm going to go with Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you not think I should?
No,
I'll listen to whatever you want me to do. You're the game master.
You can pick me if you want. I'm okay with that.
No, pick Kevin.
God, it's like you just got here.
Oh, hey, Adam.
Put me in, coach.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Kevin.
Nice to meet you, Kevin.
Awesome. Yeah, so every time Kevin drinks, I drink. Every time
so the black and white card actually erased your memory of me as well.
Yeah, it's like Men in Black.
That's unbelievable. That little laser.
Like Men in Black.
The little laser.
Yeah. Oh, right. I thought you said Orphan Black, and I was trying to figure out how that tied in.
It was not Orphan, but I love that show.
I love
great
that show as well.
Yeah.
Great
show.
I'm so happy she won the Emmy.
She
won the Tony.
The TV Tony,
also known as
the TT.
She's super talented.
She won that. I should be drinking
drink.
So much.
Drink,
Brian. Kevin drinks too.
Oh, no. I keep him in line.
I can say whatever I want. Whistle.
Try it. Ready? One, two, three. Wow,
just
beautiful vibrato.
Put your lips together and blah.
That's from a movie of some kind.
What is that from?
It's Lauren Bacall says it, right?
She does.
Oh, but it was in,
but it was
I
in something
said
else.
Carnegie. Cagney. They referenced it in Cagney.
Oh, they did.
Oh, no,
what's Lauren Bacall in To Have and Have Not?
That's what it's from?
Yes.
Sure.
Kevin, your turn.
I got Len Carew.
He's
an actor. So, boys, we drink.
All right.
Cheers.
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 To boys.
To men.
To man.
Whistles.
To Sweeney Todd.
Whistles.
Right?
Oh,
is
like
that
the,
who he was?
He was
yes.
Sweeney Todd. You're right.
Pretty Woman.
Oh.
You got black and white
I
card.
Have a black and white Mary Martin.
Oh.
Oh, bye bye, Brian.
Wow. Bye bye, Brian.
Da 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 da.
We're not gonna miss you at all. Kevin.
Bach and Harnick. So it's two people.
Yes.
So
you, it's a like two for
you.
You. So you pick someone to drink.
Kevin, let's drink.
Let's do it, man.
Kevin, your eyes look beautiful.
Hey, cheers.
Only two men in this room.
Yeah, there we go.
Kevin, you smell really good. What's your perfume?
Whose turn is it?
It's Kevin's, I think.
Wait, we skip my turn?
I mean, why don't we, like, silently wait for, like, just a moment?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And we'll just sit here for a second in the silence, and as if, like,
as
someone,
if someone
else was
taking
going.
A turn.
Yeah. So if you can hear me from the other side. Hello from the other side.
If I could hear that, I would tell someone to drink.
I got Betsy Wolf. So girls drank, but I have a question for you, Adam. What's it like,
Kevin? It's your turn.
Sitting to my right, is
Kevin,
it like really
you,
great?
You ready
you're
to
like,
go?
Have you been working out?
You ready to go?
Have you been working out?
Are you right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, it's Trevor Nunn, which means that we're doing, he's a director.
I'll have none of that.
And so we're going to do categories.
Okay. Categories? This could be anything.
That damn
so
pun.
So angry at my life.
The pun.
Okay, so,
what's the category, Kevin?
Is it nonsense?
No! The category is going to be...
Magic? Universal Monster Movies? Harry Potter
this
characters?
This is really hard for me! the category is going to be
something Kevin has said multiple times.
I hate you. Alright, the category is going to be Sondheim musicals.
Wait, who do you hate?
Musicals by Sondheim.
You start.
And I will start with Into the Woods.
Sunday in the Park with George.
Passion.
If I Have a Choice, Sweeney Todd.
I hate you so much. Pacific Overtures.
Merrily We Roll Along.
Anyone Can Whistle.
Not Kevin. What's that story?
Frog and, a Year of Frog and Toad.
Did you just say a Year of Frog and Toad?
I think you mean the frogs.
He That's wrote what the I meant. Frogs? A Year of Frog and
That's
Toad.
That's what I meant.
Do you mean the best ride at Disney World that doesn't look
No, isn't
that
there
no
a musical
exists?
About
Frog There was, yes.
Yes, but also in
but
London right now
the frogs.
Is The Wind in the Willows.
Okay, so you said the
I
frogs.
I was in The Wind in the Willows when I was like, ah!
Does that mean I'm back in?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey guys. Hello and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast where
Brian
we're drunk on theater.
Drake.
That would be amazing if you actually went through the entire.
I'm your host, Brian.
No, 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 no.
Wait, but we're...
Sondheim musicals. Or did you lose?
I think I lost because I said A Year of Frog and Toad.
which I really appreciate.
I went there. That's a long ass
great
title.
Musical.
The Snail has a great song.
Oh, right. The Snail with the Mail? Or Coming Out of My Shell?
Yes, Coming Out of My Shell.
Honestly, that was the most fun I've ever had.
Being ignored for 5 minutes. Oh, you got Holland Taylor.
I have Holland Taylor, so I drink by myself.
You do drink.
The Book of...
Oh, my God.
So
we
anytime someone sings,
so funny.
Brian has to drink.
Great. So then Kevin also has to drink.
Right.
Amazing.
Jennifer Laura Thompson. I'm going to drink, too, because I think she's great.
Oh, great.
Kevin, you have to drink, too.
I did.
Yeah, that's why I did it. I also think she's great. She's awesome on Urinetown. I didn't see it in the theater.
With that cast album?
Yeah.
Come on.
I saw her as Glinda. It was magical.
I think I did, too.
I saw it.
Joey McIntyre.
Ooh. I pulled a black and white card.
No.
So we're going to try having a boys podcast.
Oh, boys podcast, brocast.
Brocast.
Yo, you're so like, what's up, bro? I don't know much, much.
No,
what's up
really
with you, bro?
Being a boy.
So like, how about those dolphins?
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, today at Pete standing up, it was so brotastic.
Do you not usually do that?
No, I mean, I always do because I'm a bro.
Yeah.
Don't
I've
you?
Pulled noises off.
Oh, man, this is so
which
much
makes
fun.
A rule, and the rule is...
Oh.
That none of you can talk to each other.
Brisky?
You can only talk through me. So I have to give messages to the rest of them.
Kimberly, can you tell Kevin that his tank top looks phenomenal today?
Kevin, your tank top looks phenomenal today.
Can you tell Brian that was the sweetest thing he's ever
Brian,
said
Brian, that was
to
really
me?
Sweet of you. He thanks you very much.
Can you tell Adam that he's been working out?
Have you been working out?
Can you tell him, thank you for noticing, but I just got back from Italy,
thank you for
and I had a lot of pasta.
I just got back from Italy, and I had a lot of pasta.
Oh, where'd you go? Where'd you go, Italy?
It's my favorite thing. It's your turn.
Italy is my favorite thing.
Everyone, please drink, because we are singing.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Yeah.
I went to cheers instead of drink.
I pulled... can you tell everyone that I pulled... How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Oh, Adam just pulled How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Oh.
Which means he can make a rule.
I can't wait for you to tell me what the rule is, Kimberly.
I think that when you... next time you pull a card, you should have to ask someone else a fun fact about said card. To, like, come up with a quick fact about said card.
Great.
Oh, yeah. So the
rule
is...
Oh, wait. What's the
rule?
Sorry. Yeah.
The rule is that... if you draw a card, you need to ask someone a fun fact about that card.
Great. So I'm going to pull the next card.
But also, his rule negates my rule, so we're all talking again.
Okay.
Oh,
thank
you so much. So I pulled Benjamin Walker.
Okay.
So I'm going to need everyone to give me a fun fact about Benjamin Walker.
Benjamin Walker was in American Psycho.
And he looks great in his underpants.
Damn it, that was my fact! He was also in Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, did you know that he's actually 7'7"?
Ooh.
What?
No, that was a fake fact.
Please drink.
And
oh,
I
need more beer.
I pulled Liev Schreiber.
Okay.
Or
boys
Liev.
Drink.
Boys,
boys
drink.
Drink.
Boys drink.
Kimberly.
Elliot. Oh. I have Gwen Verdon, so I drink.
Okay.
I'm inadvertently whistling the hello from Book of Mormon. It's still stuck in my head.
Nick Cordero.
Oh, boy drink.
Boys
drink.
Drink.
Nevin Steinberg.
Tell us about it.
Oh, fun facts.
He's
he's
a sound
those.
Designer.
Also not in a category.
So I get a wild card?
Yeah,
yep.
Wild card
oh,
ended
no.
out.
Chug. Whatever you have left. Cheers.
Cheers.
I have gin, you idiot.
That is not a ton left.
Sorry, Jay.
Cheers.
Should we play flip cup with these glasses?
I want to thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We end every episode with a quote. And today it's, oh, the bees and the breeze and the bats and the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees and the breeze and the bats and the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug. The jitterbug.
The Wizard of Oz.
Just as a reminder, you can follow Adam at Adam S. Kaplan. Follow up what he was doing. He's a fantastic performer, so we're so happy
Thanks.
That you joined us. You can follow us at Broadwasted. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review us.
5 stars, please.
5 stars, please.
We really appreciate it. It helps other people find us, and if you enjoy us, we think that other people would enjoy us. Not Kevin so much, but...
Yeah, probably not me.
Just silence, Kevin.
Not Kevin.
There's an Adam Kaplan on another Adam. It's just regular Adam Kaplan, and he's like a sportscaster, so you could follow him, but we're just going to be giving you a whole different feed.
So make sure to find the S.
Yeah, there's not a lot of, like, in the middle of that Venn diagram.
No. Well, on that note, thank you for joining us.
Cheers.
Cheers. And with our empty glasses, because we chucked.
Yep. Oh. As we end every episode. Oh,
Kevin
didn't finish his drink. Chug, 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 chug.
I ate more beer and it was warm. Okay.
It wasn't warm.
Sort of.
Anyway. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Zoot-doo-wop-bop.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
Cheers.
All right. Kings was fun.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.